This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, farmers have from now until May 5th to renew their Conservation Stewardship Program contracts. And today we'll continue talking with soil conservationist Crystal Nance about how the program has changed and how farmers can get involved.
There's a huge number of practices that are applicable in these programs now.
I think something that you had mentioned to me before we started the interview is that this has changed and it has evolved, the program has, over the years. And some of those practices that you just mentioned, there are ways for you to help farmers decide what they need to do or how to reward what they're already doing. Talk a little bit more about how it's changed.
Prior to the change from the Conservation Security Program to the Conservation Stewardship Program, we might have only looked at one or two resources as to what a farmer is doing to benefit the overall landscape. We might have just looked at what's that farmer doing to save soil. And we didn't give as much regard to the additional benefits that by saving the soil is providing, you know, as far as downstream water quality or lack of soil movement off the farm. With the revamping of the CSP program, we're looking at the whole package of what a farmer is doing for the local environment and the landscape. So I truly think that what we're doing is doing a better assessment of the work that we know the clients, the farmers, have been doing for a good number of years, and this is going to more accurately reflect the good work that they've been doing.
Well, it sounds like it can be very rewarding and something that would be worth a farmer's time to get involved with. So, Crystal, I'll ask you exactly that. How would a farmer get involved with this program or sign up, if you will?
Well, I'd strongly encourage them to contact the individual county office, typically the county where most of their land is located, where they usually have been clients of USDA in the past. Get a hold of that local county office, because when we're talking about doing an analysis like the way we do with the CSP, it's a very thorough evaluation. It can't just be done in a 15-minute phone interview. It needs to be face-to-face. There's a list of questions and information that we need to gather from the farmer to, there again, accurately assess the benefit that we know that they've been providing.
Well, sounds easy enough. Contact your local service center, as you said. Crystal, other than this Conservation Stewardship Program, I know there are lots of other things that NRCS and Soil and Water Districts are involved with. So any of those things maybe in Jersey County that you would like to mention that are coming up or happening right now?
Well, definitely. I mean, this is getting to be a busy time of year. I know everybody's setting on go and hoping for things to dry out soon. We are too. We're taking applications for the CRP program. So anyone that has cropland that perhaps they want to establish more wildlife habitat, or perhaps it's environmentally sensitive, you know, come into the office. We'll give them an idea of how much a rental rate would be and what type of conservation practices would best be applied on that particular property. Another program that we have is the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, and that provides assistance and like a financial reimbursement for the establishment of conservation practices on cropland, pasture land, forest land, and other areas for wildlife habitat. I know the Calhoun, Jersey, and Green Soil and Water Conservation Districts are very busy with their taking tree orders and fish orders. Each one of those districts has a local sale that they have in the spring. So if anyone's interested, again, contact the local field offices.
Crystal Nance, soil conservationist for Jersey and Calhoun counties. Coming up next, we'll take a look at this week's state crop report and see what the National Wheat Association has to say about prospective plantings for this year. And that's all happening right after these messages. Well, according to this week's state crop report, continued rain throughout much of the state has delayed corn planting and made spring calving difficult for some areas. There was less than one day that allowed field work during the week ending April 9th. Statewide, the average temp was about 51 degrees, and that was just 4 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 1.5 inches, 0.8 of an inch above normal. And topsoil moisture supply rated 4% short, 70% adequate, and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 8% short, 76% adequate, and 16% surplus. Corn planted for the state was at just 1% compared to the 5-year average of 5%, and winter wheat headed has reached 2%. Winter wheat condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 22% fair, 59% good, and 13% excellent. And speaking of winter wheat, the National Association of Wheat Growers finds wheat plantings included in the Department of Ag's prospective plantings report alarming. The recent report anticipates that all wheat plantings will be at 46.1 million acres, which is down 8% from 2016. For winter wheat specifically, the planted area is estimated at 32.7 million acres, which is down 9% from last year, but is 1% higher than the previous estimate. The estimates represent historically low levels of wheat plantings that the association says the U.S. hasn't seen since a time when farmers worked with a horse and plow. The association says it's working to communicate the tough economic conditions in wheat country to members of Congress and the Donald Trump administration. Further, the association says low prices and the associated low plantings will help to frame the upcoming farm bill discussion. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.